This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're joined now by head coach Paul Cantabene. And coach, you said it right before we got on, just one bad quarter for you guys tonight.
Yeah, the second quarter, we made some mistakes and they got up on us 7-3. But I thought we were really proud of how we played in the third quarter. You know, we just made some, you know, we outshot them tremendously. We just made a couple transition plays that got us on and one man up. But I thought we played really well, you know, and for the most part, DeSalvo, tipped my hat to him. I thought he made a lot of great saves, you know, standing on his butt. We had a lot of great opportunities and he made some big time saves. And, you know, they made some big time shots. You know, the last shot that goes in, I think Dimitri's a little screen, doesn't see it. It's a long shot. It goes in, but they hit it, you know. So, they deserve to go on. They played really well. It's a great game. But we had our opportunities. Brent Hyken played great, and we had a lot of guys do some good things. We just made some really mental mistakes, some drop passes. We had some really good opportunities, and, you know, we just didn't convert, and that was kind of the distance. When they had some good opportunities, they converted. We had some good opportunities. We kind of made half of them. We need to make more of them, and I think that was a big difference in the game.
And, Coach, you covered about everything in the game there. Talk about your seniors, some great kids, some amazing kids. Kids, you've done such an amazing job building this program to where it is. Yeah. What would you say to those guys?
Well, I told them in the locker room that they've done everything I've ever asked them to do, and they played hard every game. And some great ones in there, Hyken and Ryan Rubenstein, Glenn Tompkins, you know, Holacek, you know, just some great ones, just some guys that can really do some great things. And, you know, we're very proud of their efforts. They really led us and did a great job. But we on the team now, you got to learn. We got to know how to get a goal better and move on. And, you know, we learned a lot of hard lessons still, you know, this year. But I think we got a great group coming back. We got some great transfers coming in, so we should be just fine. I don't think anybody's crying for us.
Coach, you guys, Cusick scores the goal to go up with 22 seconds left. Hyken does his job and wins the faceoff. What's the feeling on the sideline in that timeout? The way the game was going, it just felt like it was headed to overtime.
Well, we thought we had a good play all drawn up, but we didn't execute it at all. You know, Tony kind of went to the wrong spot, and we didn't get the mesh that we wanted, and it didn't work out. We tried to jam it inside and make a play, and they made a play. So sometimes, you know, you're only as good as the execution, so we tried to draw something up. It didn't quite work out. But we tried to get Steve, our best offensive guy. He makes something happen. He passes the best. We tried to set a little pick in there for Dabney, who's one of our better shooters, and it didn't work out.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time and all your time all season long. And it was fun following you guys, and we wish you were practicing tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's no big deal. But, go Salisbury.
All right. Well,
I never thought you heard me say that.
I'd say go. I mean, go anybody. It's a Division III some of the most fun lacrosse I get to watch all year. And I watch a lot of every level. So congratulations on being a part of the best division in all of college lacrosse.
Thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your graciousness in defeat. We're going to sub coach out for our Mustang player of the game, Chris DeShiel. DeShiel, one of those Mustang seniors that Booker and Coach were talking about. A great game for Chris tonight. Two goals, five assists. He's still got a smile on his face, Chris. I know this thing didn't end the way you wanted, but you guys, you know, you're part of the team that climbed the mountain last year. What was that final 22 seconds like for you?
I mean, those last 22 seconds are pretty difficult. You know, you look up in the stands, you look at your players, and you hope you can make a play. It's kind of difficult to make it in very few seconds, you know, and it's a struggle.
Talk about your coming into the game tonight. Were you processing that this could be your last game as a Mustang, or were you thinking, we're going to advance, we're going to move on, we got this?
Well, I mean, that thought always comes across your mind, and I mean, I honestly try not to think about that at all. I mean, it helps me focus a lot better, but I mean, it did cross my mind. I mean, I was walking out the tunnel, and I said, oh, I mean, this very well could be the last time I ever walk out of this tunnel. I usually just don't let it get to me, but it kind of got to me for a moment today.
Well, obviously, it's hard to put 4 years into words, but everything you've experienced here at Stevenson, how would you try to summarize it? You've had a couple of these defeats where you didn't go all the way, and you had one last year where you never lost at the end.
I mean, every year was a struggle. I mean, I've gone through a lot, especially this year, but I can't thank my coaching staff enough. My players, they're always there for me when it counted. I mean, through these 4 years. there's nothing else I could ask for. And today, I mean, we just didn't play well for one quarter. So
there's a lot of quarters where you guys were the guys playing well.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can't hold your head down. I mean, you got to lift it up, and you guys got to thank all the players along the way that have helped you. And can't be more thankful to be a Mustang and to carry the tradition on, and hopefully the guys can do it for me when I'm gone.
All right, Chris. Well, you started a new tradition by winning the championship. And I guess, obviously, you know, your brother, I know you told me he was hurt last week, but you kind of have to root for Salisbury, I guess.
No, I'm definitely rooting for Salisbury 110% here.
All right. Well, Chris is also from Salisbury. We appreciate you. Congratulate you on an outstanding career. I think you finished with, like, 39 points in 14 career NCAA tournament games. That's a lot to be proud of.
Exactly. And I appreciate everything you guys did for us.
So. And go Seagulls.
Let's go.
All right. All right. We'll edit that out. We'll be right back to wrap things up. That was Chris DeShiel, our Mustang player of the game. We'll be right back to wrap up the season. This is the SFMSports.net All Access Postgame Show.
With all of you. Follow us on Twitter.
Now. At Go Mustang Sports.